You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Molly Wood. Ninety-four years ago, Charles Lindbergh became the first person to fly solo nonstop across the Atlantic. One of the reasons was to win $25,000 in prize money. The Ortig Prize was one of the inspirations for the modern X Prize, a competition aimed at solving big problems. The latest one to be announced is sponsored by Elon Musk, who promised $100 million for carbon removal technology to combat climate change. Musk's own SpaceX was likely inspired by the first ever X Prize, launched in 1996. It offered $10 million to whoever could build a privately financed, reusable spaceship. Anousheh Ansari is the CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation. She says that first prize created an industry.
It's very easy to look at how many commercial space companies existed, how much funding was going to them. You know, as an entrepreneur, when I look at it and I see how this $10 million brought in $100 million into the teams who competed, and then now I look at the industry that's been created and the level of activity, I think we can clearly draw a line that will show an exponential growth because of, just changing the mindset and changing what was believed to be possible through this competition.
Tell me how you decide what should be a prize.
Our work right now is in three main domains. Our equity domain, which it's access to clean water, food, nutrition, health, education. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, we look at environment, which is just looking at our ecosystem and making sure that our impact on it is not damaging. So creating a sustainable life for us and for the rest of the species on this planet. And the last one is more aspirational, which is looking at exploration and that desire for, you know, expanding our knowledge and understanding of the world.
Let's talk about this newly announced prize, the $100 million X Prize for carbon removal. You know, there are those who say that by focusing on that, we'll lose sight of more sustainable goals like reducing emissions. What made you decide that this was still worth pursuing at a really high level?
Even if we start transforming our industries to all these types of approaches and solutions, we still won't be able to do enough in time to get to the 1.5-degree goal mark that we have. And frankly, as long as the way we take the carbon out of the atmosphere is efficient, cost-effective, and it achieves the end result, I think that's more important than philosophical disagreement over the approach. And that's what we're aiming to do with this competition.
Anousheh Ansari is CEO of the XPRIZE Foundation. There's much more on the nuts and bolts of the XPRIZE in the Marketplace Tech Podcast. That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.